Empower Radio presents Art as Worship with Vanessa Lowry.
Welcome to Art as Worship. Each week, we feature stories of artists and explore their process of creation. I'm your host, Vanessa Lowry, and I'm thankful that you're joining me. On this show, I talk with artists of various faiths, working in a wide range of mediums, on the common theme of how they use inspiration and creativity as an expression of their spirituality. Learn how their art is an expression of their own connection to however they name God, Jehovah, Allah, Source, the universe, the great mystery, or something else. My hope is that these stories will inspire your creative efforts and your own spiritual expression. My guest today is Jill Feltz. She's the founder and CEO and lead designer of Atlanta-based Compelling Creations. As a faith-based party plan direct selling company, the name Compelling Creations has become synonymous to marketplace ministry. I'm stumbling over that word. As the inspirational jewelry is passed from one woman to another by independent sales consultants. Since 1996, Jill has channeled her entrepreneurial drive into a passion to share her beliefs through messages and symbols inscribed on jewelry. Selling the jewelry through a team of independent sales consultants has touched lives nationwide. Jill and her husband have been married for 24 years and have two daughters, age 20 and 17, who grew up in the business. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice to have you here. You and I have known each other now for 5 or 6 years, and I've kind of seen Compelling Creations kind of shift and grow and change, and it's just been such an exciting thing to see that, as well as to know you and know your passion behind this jewelry.
Oh, thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you came to be a jewelry designer and what drives you to do this?
Well, it all started, believe it or not, with pacifier clips. When my children were little, I wanted a classy passy. And so I created a pacifier clip, which then turned into doing zipper art for zipper pulls as they got older. And then people asked me to design something for their school, a mascot piece or something like that. But I didn't have my own jewelry line. And you know, it was just an expression, just a way to express myself was through my zipper art. But I had an encounter, and the whole story is on our website under the About Us page. It's a very long story. Nothing I was doing at that time was spiritually based.
But it's a great story. I just recently read it, and it really is powerful. So folks should go tell them how they get to the website and find that.
Go to my website. It's Compelling Creations, and there's a hyphen in between. So it's compelling-creations.com. And basically the story is I got a big kick from God, and it was a right angle time in my life to, I was asked to come up with a proposal for a company that just wasn't really aligned with who I was. And when I told my husband about this, and I just was seeing dollar signs and just the ching, ching, ching of cash registers going off because I thought it was just such a fabulous opportunity. And I had always said, this business is taking me somewhere, to my husband. But when I told him what I was going to propose to this company, or the company that I was asked to write a proposal to, he just kind of walked out of the kitchen and was like, interesting. And I was like, you are so unsupportive. And he said, no, I just want to be there when you tell our Sunday school class how you made your first million. And he let me gently, you know, gently just let me figure it out on my own. But anyway, in the long and short of it is, I heard from God in the middle of the night. And I have had encounters and God winks and, you know, all sorts of things my entire life. But this was a question that was a booming question that was asked of me, and I woke up in a cold sweat, but God really asked me, who are you? And I can't even, you know, I can't say it, you know, express it, how it felt and what, just the cold sweat, a red alert that I woke up with. And I ran to my computer and I typed out, I didn't put I am. I just said wholesome, generous, and I have my Father's eyes. And I just sat there and stared at the screen, and it was like a blueprint to my soul. And it flew out of me. This whole encounter was about 30 seconds. And woke my husband up and told him what happened. And then, you know, he believed me completely, because things like this have happened to me before. But when I was going back to bed, I woke up again thinking, what am I doing? And So my whole jewelry line now has come from that, just being aligned with who I am, and everything, the whole journey has, you know, progressed from there.
Well, and your jewelry is so beautiful, and it's a combination of some symbols and visuals that are stamped onto jewelry, and then some of them are actually formed.
Yes.
Jewelry. Mm-hmm. And you're wearing one of my favorite pieces, which is your roots piece. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
Sure. I love trees and I love being in nature, and that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. I call them my spiritual treks in the woods, my spiritual walks in the woods. And I am a very kinetic learner or listener, so I just walk, and I walk and walk and walk. And I love to just be alone. And sometimes I'll just be sitting by the river or walking in the woods. And a conversation that may have come up with a friend, or something that I've read or something I've heard, a theme will continue to appear in my life, and a design will flow and come from that. But this one in particular, just being in the woods and just being a lover of nature, I'm always amazed at the root system of these trees that hold them up. And we just recognize the beauty on the outside, but it's really the roots that are holding it together. And we don't give them any fanfare. And so for my roots pendant, on the card that comes with it, it says, "Just beneath the surface is what you do not see. It's more important than my looks, because without it, I cease to be." And that's true for all of us. And so this pendant is given to people will buy it as a gift for teenagers who are struggling with the awkwardness of the adolescent years, or a woman that just needs to remember where her beauty comes from, that it's her inner beauty. And so that's how that pendant came about.
Well, and when I look at the pendant, it reminds me a little of wings too, which mm-hmm. is that idea, you know, which I remember the first time I saw it, and I said to you, I think that is so beautiful. And when I first looked at it, I thought wings. And then you were telling me it was roots, which I thought was interesting that
right.
the roots and the wings are
yes.
both so important.
And do you know that's completely an accident? The space, the empty space, so many people see wings in it. And I had no intention of that, which is so fascinating to me, how just being a channel for God to work through you in your designs, something else might come out in a design that other people recognize. So a lot of people do recognize the wings, and that was unintentional on my part, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, and one of my other favorite pieces is one that I'm wearing, which is your bracelet mm-hmm. that has kind of represents a lot of different religions and symbolism mm-hmm. from different faiths.
Right.
So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I designed that, in after 9/11, and that was to just to recognize that all women are wanting peace, and the dove and the olive branches on that design, and it is it's just a piece that just is really recognizing peace for that we all want peace.
Well, and it's beautiful, mm-hmm. and I love wearing it because it just makes me feel so connected to everybody that I meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to have a conversation about that.
Right.
So how do you find that your jewelry creates conversations with people? Do you get stories about that from some of the people that have bought it and some of the people that sell your jewelry?
Oh, absolutely. We could be here all day with all of the unbelievable stories and that come from different designs. Just to give you one that is very typical of what happens often happened to my husband, actually. My family worked a show with me out in California, and I'm always telling my family, somebody called today and told us this story, or a consultant heard this story from a woman, how a jewelry was passed on to somebody else and gave them comfort, or how a conversation started between two strangers because of the piece. Because it's not necessarily obvious what the piece is. And so it lets the wearer really start a conversation, because people will ask, "What does that mean?" Or, "I think I see the word God in that heart." And they'll be like, "Oh, yes, it is." And they can explain what it is. So it's very easy for my consultants to sell, because they're wearing their product and they get to talk about their faith or what it means to them. Or like you say, you saw wings in the piece, so people can see different things. But this one story was very powerful to my husband. He was at one end of the booth, and this woman walked up, and she just looked very just exhausted, and just was staring at my Hope pendant. And the Hope pendant, the acronym for Hope is Helping Other People Empower. And I turned the H into a little person reaching up to God or reaching up to something greater. And so she was staring at it. And so my husband leaned over and he said, "Can you see that the H turns into a little person reaching up to God?" And it says Hope. And she started crying. And so, being a man, he didn't know what to do.
He's like, "Oh no."
Yes, exactly. So he kind of just patted her arm and just, "What do I do now?" And she said, he said, "Are you okay? Is there anything I can do?" And she said, "This is the first time I've been at this conference without my best friend." And her name was Hope.
Oh, wow.
And she said, "You're a very good salesman." And he said, "No." He said, "Out of the 400 and something booths that are here and all the designs on the table, don't you find it more interesting that you stopped and stared at this piece?" And so anyway, they exchanged tissues and, she went on with wearing the pendant around her neck, and she probably has never taken it off. And that happens all the time.
Well, what a God wink. I mean, yes. I love that synchronicity of God bringing us together at the same place.
Right.
To just remind us that we're not here by ourselves, that we've got somebody looking out for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you have lots of ideas about, the different jewelry that you're going to be creating. And how do you decide which idea you're going to move forward with?
Well, I call it baking. I let ideas bake. And so we come out with a catalog once a year. And the reason we can do that is that our designs, while they're fashionable, they're not fashion jewelry. So they really are pieces that people keep year after year after year. And we tell people that we're often compared to a consumable product because people will buy the same piece over and over and over again, or they will give 10 to their girlfriends on a girls' trip.
Because it's so meaningful to them, they want to share
it with
people that they love.
Exactly. And we've done whole weddings, and we've done funerals where people have given the jewelry to everybody that attends. So it is one of those kinds of things where the designs don't really go away. They're not of the season kind of thing. So how I come up with the new line is I will hear something, or something will just keep reappearing in my life that year. For instance, a couple of years ago, there was a theme that kind of went through a lot of my designs. And I just was in that year, just in awe of just being in God's stillness, just being in God's presence. A lot of time when I would be, in the woods alone or whatever. So that year, I came up with the I Am pendant, just the feeling of awe of the great I Am. And, my Be Still pendant was of that year, or I have another piece in that year that was in when two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. So they had a theme that kept reappearing in my life for whatever reason or whatever message I was supposed to be getting that year. And that year was probably the just be year for me. So that's how I decided to come up with designs. I really am designing, while I'm a Christian, my faith is expressed in my jewelry. Really, the jewelry, many, many designs are just one woman sharing my sentiments with another woman. And it's really more a woman from a woman. So they're universally inspirational or comforting to another woman. And so I let the thoughts or something that's reappearing in my life just bake, and designs come out of it. I just see an image, or I just doodle and doodle and doodle the same design over and over and over again.
So at what point in your life did you start thinking of yourself as an artist?
Oh, that's a tough question. That's a tough question because that's a journey. I think that's something that I've got to work on. I don't know if I would ever really say I'm an artist.
So you don't really say that about yourself?
I don't really say that. And I don't know why. And that's an interesting, I think because I put artists on a pedestal, and I think that they're really cool and quirky and just different, and I'm just so regular and wear, you know, t-shirts and blue jeans and just really more of a friend sharing my sentiments with a friend. Now, maybe all artists feel that way. Maybe a sculptor sculpts just to express himself. I know that they probably does. Or a painter paints just to express themselves. So I'm really just expressing myself. But so I don't know what I call myself.
So were you always creative as a kid growing up? And then as you got into your adulthood, did you always try creative things?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've always been a doodler. And, you know, in high school, I remember doodling, you know, a caricature of my history teacher and my best friend, Ruthie, bursting out laughing. And she got in trouble for my doodle because, you know, we were disrupting class.
You are a doodler and an instigator.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I look nice, so I never got in trouble. So, yeah. So anyway, I've always been creative and doodled and taken art classes in college, but that wasn't my primary major. And I've always thought words were creative. I love play on words. I just anything creative.
So how has your art evolved with your spiritual evolution, or how has your spiritual evolution been affected by your art? Or your creations?
Right. Yes. My creations. Well, my art, that's okay. My jewelry designs. Definitely the right angle that I had early on when I decided, oh, I need to come up with my own line of jewelry to be aligned with who I am, was a major revelation. But I think I listen more. I'm just aware of everything more. I'm aware of God moving through the jewelry and through my life and through our business so much more. And just the power of it is amazing. And just being a vessel. And I think the older I get, the more transparent and clear and aligned I'm getting. But the more that happens to me, the more I realize the line is thinner and thinner and thinner, and I have to be more and more transparent. So it's just a journey, but that, it's fun. I feel like it's fun to watch it happen. I'm observing it as well as doing it at the same time, if that makes any sense.
So do you have any kind of ritual or any kind of practice that you do to connect with what your spirit's telling you and to be able to create your art?
Definitely the listening side. I feel like God already knows everything about us and what our heart desire is and all of that. So a lot of it is being still and letting go and just letting the flow happen. And so that I'm a very big walker. So walking alone, and the longer I walk, the more ideas come to mind. Just the other day, I'm writing some pages for the new catalog that will come out in September. And just, I got so creative walking along that I sat down on the curb and was typing away on my iPhone, and cars were slowing down to see if I needed help. And it's like, I'm waving them away. No, go away, go
Don't
away.
Don't interrupt me.
I'm having inspiration. So you never know when the spirit's going to move you. It's, you know, that's what happens with me. And my doodles are not organized. I'd love to have them all in one journal. They're not. They are on napkins and receipts, and they're all over the place. So they start when the spirit moves me.
Well, and you know, I've always been a doodler too. And I, just in the last year, a friend introduced me to prayer doodling, which is kind of a meditative process of using your doodles to kind of connect, which I think,
well,
perfect. Cause I like to doodle anyway.
Right. So. Well, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I mean, you know, some people write out their prayers and I kind of draw them out, I guess, and write them out. So, you know, that's interesting. I never thought about that, but that's interesting.
So your girls grew up with you developing this business and expanding this business, mm-hmm. How have they, are they artists? Do they like to create?
Oh, well, yes, they're both creative in different ways. One is, well, I want to say one is word creative and the other one is musical, drawing, everything, but she's also word creative too. So they are both very creative. And I think what we've taught them in our family is there's endless possibilities, that you can really do anything. Just be true to yourself and just be aligned with who you are and use your gifts. You know, we're all given a gift, and it is a wonderful thing when we use them, because then everything begins to flow. And I think a lot of people struggle against their gifts because gifts are easy. They come easy to you because they were God-given. You're ordained with a gift. And we all have them, whether it's talking or drawing or motivating people or leading a team, whatever it is, it's natural. And sometimes when we think we need to be successful, it's when we are struggling against the very gift that we were given because we think it must be hard or you need to work, do something challenging. And not to say not to stretch yourself, but it's interesting to see it. So I think they've seen endless possibilities.
What a true gift you've given your children to do that.
Well, it's just been such a joy. They are such blessings and such good, incredible women that it's been fun and love being a parent.
Well, and I know a lot of artists, you know, they create their art and they sell the individual pieces of art. And the way your business is structured, you create the art and then you produce multiple copies of that art. And then you, in addition to a whole sales force, sell that art. So right. How has that business side kind of played into your artistic side to create this bigger business than what a lot of artists are able to do?
Right. Well, several years ago, I met the founder of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, Nikki Kehoho, and she's just an amazing woman. And she looked at my designs. And at that time, we had been selling through expos and women's conferences for years. And so many women would approach us and ask us, can I sell this jewelry? Or like, do you have a store near me? We were in gift shops, you know, nationwide. But really, the designs sell best when they're sold from one woman to another, because there's a story behind it, or there's emotion and just the whole transparency of the design. So when she saw my designs at this booth that we were at, in a show in Dallas, I was with my daughter, Jessica. She just took one look and said, oh, you need to be a party plan company because these have stories. And at first there was that resistance just because it's changing my entire business model, but it has been the biggest blessing ever. And we have such an incredible sisterhood. And so now we have consultants nationwide, and it was a big decision to change, but it was the right decision. So all of us in the home office feel like we are really working in our gifted zone now, because we're motivating and inspiring, and just the whole servant leadership of our company, how the profession of direct selling is about lifting everybody up. And it's just been incredible.
Well, and I know this is a good time for people to come into the business, because you all are expanding nationwide, but there's still so many areas that don't have a consultant right now, that there's
Absolutely.
Just a wide open market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's just great. And it is just, I don't ever want to lose the intimacy that we have. And, you know, we will grow and we will have thousands of consultants nationwide. And, but the servant leadership and just the closeness, we will maintain that, and we will maintain that from one woman to another. So it's just an incredible sisterhood, and it's wonderful.
Well, and I know as long as I've known you, which has been for 5 or 6 years, you've done a lot of traveling and gone to a lot of shows and mm-hmm. had booths where you sold, you know, jewelry at the booths. Was it hard for you to kind of be out there in front of people doing the selling? I know some artists, they are happy to do the work, but it's hard for them to get out and promote their work.
Right. It's more sharing. And I think that's what our consultants are finding. It's not, you don't really have to sell the jewelry. You just have to share the meaning behind it and what it means to you, and share your story of how you've come into the business, or the first time you wore a design, or how you met me, or something. So it's really just, women love to talk, and we love to share, and we love to comfort each other. And that's all it is. And so it's, and that's how I felt at the booth. I would have the funniest conversations with people. Just a little side, I don't know how much more time we have, but this one woman, and I love her dearly, she comes to our booth all the time when we're in California. She came up with my Faith Family Friends pendant completely mangled. And as she came up to the booth, I was thinking, how did she do that? What happened? And is she going to return that? You know, and so anyway, she came up and she said, I just want to share with you with this pendant. I wear it like this every day. She said, I was at work and I was shredding paper and I was bending over and my necklace went through the shredder and I was being choked and screaming for help. And they pulled my necklace out and she said, and I loved it. I wore it every day. And she said, I thought of returning it. I'm not returning it. She knew she had completely mangled it. I thought of just buying a new one. And she said, but you know what? No, this is life. This is what life looks like. And it's my faith, my family, and my friends that get me through my life. And so she wears it every day. And it is, there's chunks out of it. It's mangled. It's scratched. It's hysterical. But she has more dialogue with that pendant because it represents life to her.
Well, and how beautiful that that's the pendant that she was wearing.
Oh.
That faith, family, and friends, because that is what gets you through.
Right, right. So it's fun. So I love meeting my customers, because there are fun stories that like that, that you just don't ever forget.
So when you're working on your catalog, and I mean, I know you're doing stuff with the business all year, but do you have a plan in place of how many new pieces every year you're going to create?
Sort of. And that's more, unfortunately, geared towards my budget. You know,
right.
Like what can I do? Because I could come up with so many designs and I have to control myself. So that's the business side of it, where it's like, okay, maybe those thoughts and those designs will have to hold off until the next year, because the minute I come out with a catalog, I have new designs. And so for a long time, I really just, really tried to be very green and not have a catalog and do only the website. And that worked fine when it was just me. But now with consultants, they need a catalog to show to their customers and to hold on to and pass out and things like that. So I have to have self-control. It's really a self-control issue. Every month I'd be coming up with a new design. So
are you the only one that decides what designs, or do you consult with some other people and say, these are the designs I'm thinking of, and what do you think would be the best ones?
Yeah, right now I am only coming up with them. And what we'll do sometimes is do one design in a few different sizes, with a few extra different bales and things like that, and then decide among those. But what I've found, because it is just one woman sharing with another woman, that, you know, I'm just a regular person. So what resonates with me often resonates with other women. I have a lot of pieces about letting go, or I have one of our biggest selling pieces is our Release Renew pendant, and the wings of the butterflies say, let go, let God. Well, that's just a big issue for all of us, to let go and just to just be and know that God's in control. So a lot of the designs just resonate with other women. So I don't know if I answered your question, but
I know that Compelling Creations and your vision for Compelling Creations is there's a lot of giving back that you do. Can you just talk a little bit about the Living Well and what you do with that piece and that program?
Yes. What we have is a collection called the Cause Collection, and we'll have pieces that are universally helping, not necessarily one organization, but just helping humanity. The Meet Me at the Well charm is something that I came up with. Sometimes in my meditation, my quiet time, I will envision that I walk up to the well and Jesus is sitting there, and we'll just sit there with our backs against the well sometime and not talk, or I'll hand him something or something. And so it's always a well. And so I decided I wanted to create a well charm, but would anybody really care? Because sometimes I will come up with designs, to go back to the design question, that resonate with me and they don't really resonate with anybody else. So we've had that too. But so I thought, well, if I come up with a well charm, would that mean anything to anybody else? And then I, on one of my walks, I thought, build wells, build water wells. So I called Operation Blessing International, and they have a water building. They build wells in third world countries. And they had to go through their legal process. Basically, I was asking them, can we tithe back to you to build wells? And my contact there said it had never gone through so fast through the legal department wow. as it did. But anyway, so we're building wells through the sale of that charm. And then we have one that the money goes back to the Fisher House, which is sort of... It takes care of the families of wounded soldiers. Oftentimes when somebody has a spinal injury and they have to go to a specific hospital, but their family lives literally across the country. And so the Fisher House will house the family to be near the soldier during a time of need. So there's different causes like that that we give back to.
Well, I think that's really so inspirational that not only do you inspire people individually, but you also, you know, dedicate a portion of the proceeds from some of these items that are developed specifically to get people thinking about these issues back to organizations that support those people.
Right.
So it's really a beautiful thing.
Oh, thank you.
So Jill, we are running out of time, but tell people how they can find out more about buying your jewelry, as well as the opportunity if they wanted to become part of your sales force and be
sure.
actively involved in selling compelling
right.
creation.
Well, we love to have conversations, so you can always call our office. All of our contact information is on our website, and the website is compelling-creations.com. So there's a dash in between compelling creations, and there's the go to the contact us page, and you know, definitely give us a phone call, and we will put you in contact with a consultant in your area or talk to you about the opportunity. Don't be afraid of calling. There's no obligation. We just love to have a one-on-one chat with you, and or you can email us. All the contact information is there, and we have consultants all over the country that would love to host a party with you and share the ideas, and you can touch and feel the designs. With your friends and family, or your Bible study, or a book group, or just anybody that you want to share a party with. And the great thing about it within the party plan business is that we give what we call hostess rewards and a free hostess gift. So every month we change that. So you can host a party with one group one month and another group another month, and you get a collection. You start building your collection from receiving the free hostess award.
Now, see, that's a cool idea
mm-hmm.
because you don't need five of the same thing unless you're just going to be giving them away to friends. But
right.
that's cool that you can build your own collection and mm-hmm. have something cool to wear and create lots of conversations with people.
Right, right.
Well, Jill, thank you so much for coming with us today. It really has been interesting, and it just always goes so fast. I mean, I know you've got tons of stories, so thanks for coming. And thanks to our listeners. I welcome your suggestions or comments on this or any of our shows. You can find links to all of our shows on Empower Radio and on our website, artasworship.net. Please come share your stories of art as worship on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/artasworship, or suggest an artist that we should interview. Listen in next week as we talk with another artist about their creative process and how it connects with their spiritual journey. May you have an inspired and creative week. Namaste.